Tom Gordon, Woodburn, New York. I'm just frustrated in general with the news media. Why don't we have a follow-up news show as opposed to news that I'm listening to now? They're talking about two guys infected with MERS, big scandal, and never hear anything about Fukushima, a follow-up on the BP oil spill, you know, critical things that affect our daily lives. It's like in the news for a week, and then the media, at least, isn't interested in it at all.
This is Lois Hagner. My comments are, in this morning's broadcast, May 20th, you mentioned that the Women's Equality Act contains bills that would address pay equity. The term pay equity commonly means eliminating between job title pay inequities, such as that of traditionally female job titles like nurse, nurse's aide, teaching assistant, food service workers. These would be paid under pay equity, the same as traditionally male titles that require equal levels of skills and responsibilities. The WEA bills do not address this. The WEA pay piece provides for salary freedom of speech so that employees in the same job title can share salary information and know if someone else is making more for the same work they are doing.
John Arnold, Sal, New York. I just heard Herb London commentary about the state of the United States. Kudos to him. I appreciate his commentary and the accuracy of what he's saying.
This is Paul Steinkamp calling from Altamont. This Memorial Day weekend, I want to share an appreciation of Paul Elijah for his wisdom, but also for the poem he read on the commentary, A Favorite Poem for Vets, Edna Vincent Millay poem that begins, I shall die, but that is all that I shall do for death. And it repeats that, and it speaks against war, but it speaks to so many other human conditions, thoughts, and concerns. It has made my Memorial Day weekend. This I shall remember for a long time. I certainly am very appreciative of it.